Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back. Pardon me. Last of my popcorn there. Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Dr. Ray Pritchard, and Chris Woodward. Mm-hmm. Steve Jordahl is
on assignment.
Is he on assignment today?
He is. He's hard at work clicking on the keyboard over there.
Oh, I thought you meant out in the field somewhere. Some kind of James.
He might be.
Some kind of James Bond stuff.
Yeah.
No, he's just typing.
He likes his water
on
jug
assignment
shaking.
Means he's in his office typing.
Yeah, he's typing. I got a paper cut the other day. Okay. Man, this job is tough. I had to get a Band-Aid and everything.
Right. Are you done traveling for the year, Ray?
Oh, no. We're in Columbus, Ohio next week, and then Branson for a few days, and then down to Tupelo, yeah. First part of December, and then Cannon Beach, Oregon, right before Christmas. So four trips and then Christmas. So, yeah.
Now we have a lot of listeners in the Columbus, Ohio area. Where are you going to be?
Well, visiting, we've got some ministry friends up there. And
oh, you're partners, not going to speak?
Not going to speak, but sort of making a ministry friends trip up to Columbus. And also, in the interest of full disclosure, catching the Ohio State-Penn State game a week from Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I would love to go to that game.
It's quite a show, Tim. It's 108,000 people in the stands. Wow. It's a show.
They might pull you down out of the stadium to dot the I, man.
Listen, I wish I could do that. I don't know if I'm coordinated enough to do that. that's a pretty big deal when the band comes down there and they have the tuba player come out and dot the I. Super cool.
Yeah, my dad was from Ohio. Wapakoneta, Ohio. Shout out to
Is that right?
Neil Armstrong's hometown as
well. The Columbus is where the Buckeyes play.
Everybody and their brother like has a relative there or
Ohio State has been just within an arm's length of a national championship.
Oh yeah,
past few years they're due.
They won one 4 or 5 or 6 years ago,
right? And they got quite a team this year.
Ohio State. So you're going for the Ohio State Penn State game?
That's right.
So let me ask you this: this is one of those deals where you threw the word ministry work in there,
right?
Are you really going for the football game?
It all goes together. It's all. It's all.
I mean, you can they can be honest with us. I'm not judging.
I'm being completely honest. We have some friends that we met. You know, I got to speak at Word of Life in New York, and they were from Columbus, and they are super, super Ohio State fans, and they've got a suite or something, whatever you call it, up there, up above, where you can look at everything, and so
that's where you're going.
Yes, sir. So if it snows,
remember
I'll
your
still
friend
be okay.
Tim.
I know,
right? If you're going to get a suite now.
I know. I like to be out of the cold because it's chilly up there in Columbus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see.
Got to step up and do it, right?
We'll be looking for you on TV when the Nittany Lions invade the Shoe in Columbus, Ohio in a few weeks. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. And Chris Woodward. Chris, what do you got?
Well, sticking with a sports theme here, I thought we'd kind of ease into this. You guys have mentioned the Colin Kaepernick situation a lot on this program. I've talked about it with you. But Kaepernick, as we have reported on AFN and probably on this program, Kaepernick's going to have what he's calling a private workout this weekend where he's going to throw the ball, he's going to run around and do interviews with teams that might be interested in signing him at this late point in the season. And USA Today is one of the news outlets that's, I think, without argument, behind Kaepernick and what he's been doing, kneeling and things like that. USA Today has
his social justice cause,
yes. Quote-unquote social justice cause. But USA Today has a thing out today where they've decided they've ranked all 32 teams on which ones he most likely is going to land up with. And they go so far as to say that Chicago should pull the trigger They say no other way to say it, but a 29th-ranked offense led by regressing QB Mitchell Trubisky is holding the team back. They also think Cap is a perfect fit for Seattle.
You know what?
And
that's
other teams.
That, with all due respect to USA Today, that's an idiotic thing to say. Huh? If I can use all due respect and idiotic in the same sentence.
You're the president.
Here's what I'm – well, I am a – here's what I'm saying is – that this fella, Colin Kaepernick, has been out of football for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was a mediocre quarterback when he was on when he was in the NFL. And don't get me wrong, he did some great things, but he wasn't the one that he wasn't the reason San Francisco was the championship team they were when he was. It was because of their defense. Mm-hmm. But he was a serviceable quarterback. What I'm saying is, how can you say that any team needs to pick him up when you haven't even seen him, to borrow from Chris Woodward, quote, run around in shorts and a T-shirt and throw some passes 3 years removed from his time in the NFL. So I don't know why they're doing this.
You know,
it's some kind of show.
I'm sure he's busy. I tweeted him.
Who's busy?
Kaepernick. I'm sure he's busy in his mind. But I tweeted him to ask, you know, why would you do this now instead of during the preseason or, you know, early in the year when there were some injuries and things like that? I wonder if you're banking on the fact that nobody's going to sign you and then you can continue to beat the drum, say, I'm being blackballed because nobody likes what I'm doing, kneeling for the flag. I mean, the season's two-thirds of the way over with. And by the way, Seattle is not going to sign him. Seattle's got Russell Wilson, who's having arguably the best season of his career.
That just sounds like a publicity stunt.
Yeah, and there's also reports that the NFL has been orchestrating this, trying to get Kaepernick forced back into the league. This is not organic, where you have NFL teams going, you know, he was a really good quarterback. Let's bring him in.
I know, and I've never heard of this before. Where you have a showcase for an individual.
Look, if he was the next Tom Brady, right, or the next the up-and-coming Patrick Mahomes, right?
Right.
If he was the next Aaron Rodgers, and do you think they would have let him – do you think these teams would have passed him by the last 3 years?
No,
it's a business.
No.
They would have snatched him up if they thought he could help them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think for at least a while, maybe a 6 months or a year period, he was – he would have been considered a headache for the public relations for any team to pick up because of he led the kneeling of the national anthem during the national anthem. But in the end, you know, people want to teams want to win, and there's a lot of unsavory characters out there in professional athletics that people cheer for, but they wouldn't want their daughter dating.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll probably bet if Kaepernick. If Kaepernick does get picked up by a team, there will probably be an agreement before
that he
that
doesn't.
You're not going to kneel.
You're not going to kneel during the national anthem. Yeah, probably so. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR Next Story.
All right, have you guys? And no pressure here because one of your children is sitting in here.
Yeah.
Have you started shopping yet for Christmas?
Negative.
Negative. What about you, Ray?
Maybe my wife has.
Maybe your wife has. Okay.
I certainly haven't.
Well, you'll have more stores. Well,
I didn't get to answer, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just say that Allison, my wife, and I have, as a team, have done all the shopping and all the wrapping and the and in our case, what do you call it when you have to put something together?
Assemble.
Assembling, a lot of assembling going on this year because of what we're getting our grandchildren. So I'm just saying that Allison, my wife, and I, we don't do it. We don't look at it as she does this and I do that. We do the. Why are you laughing, Walker?
wait a minute. Let me just ask. In the interest of full disclosure, what percentage would you say Allison has done? What percentage would you say that
it's
you
have done? 99.98.
That's
a little low, I think.
It's a 50-50 marriage. And,
oh, please.
And, yeah, and
please.
You know, so we don't go around counting, you did this, I did that.
How perfect do you sound? You sound so perfect.
Am I convincing?
Yeah.
Unconvincing.
Joining us now on the phone is the first lady herself.
Anyway.
But I bring
let's move out. we need to move along.
Well,
you brought it up.
We've already violated the ninth commandment enough. All right, so yeah, the reason I bring this up is because we've had a growing trend for whatever reason in recent years where retailers are opening on Thanksgiving of all days to try to lure in Christmas shoppers.
You mean instead of the Friday after?
Instead of the Friday after, yeah. It's this open door policy is fueled by shopping trends.
Yeah, I don't like
retailers
that.
Say. For the first time ever, Bed Bath & Beyond will swing open its doors while some families are still carving up the turkey. A GameStop, which is one of these stores that sells video games, equipment, things like that, they're going to be opening. But there are some retailers sticking to tradition, such as Apple, Costco, Sam's Club, home improvement stores, Office Depot, Staples. They're going to remain closed, and they'll open on Black Friday. But, I mean, have you guys ever in your life even thought about going to a store on a Thanksgiving day?
No.
I know we don't necessarily here in Mississippi because we've got the Egg Bowl going on.
At times I've heard of people going late that night.
Right.
For like a midnight opening or something.
Black Friday. Yeah.
but these companies, they just, the corporate offices just don't, they're always looking for just another penny in revenue. You just need to let, there are certain days where you just need to let your employees off. And Thanksgiving is one of those.
Right.
Yeah. Along with
you're
Christmas.
Having to pay them time and a half.
Now, I appreciate those companies who've announced that they're going to stay closed. Who are they?
Apple, Costco, Sam's Club, Office Depot, Staples, and home improvement stores and office supply stores, it says here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you always have your stores that provide things that are necessary to life, right, that have to stay open.
Right,
but your retail stores, you can get by. You don't have to have your electronics or your new pair of pants or your bicycle. You can get that on Friday. And I agree with Walker and Ray. You're saying keep the stores closed out of respect for the day and also to let the employees of those companies enjoy Thanksgiving themselves instead of having to worry about 4 o'clock. I got to get ready to go to work.
Right.
So anyway,
just a reminder that American Family News will have newscasts on Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Now let me ask you this though: Black Friday—that's when do these stores? Is that when these stores open up at midnight?
Yeah, well, or varying times.
And that's when the people try to kill each other.
Right. Yeah.
About,
Nothing says Christmas and brotherly love and things like
other
that.
Than tackling somebody for
that's
TV,
right.
Just so you can get a 75-inch television for $12.
Yeah, people get assaulted. Yeah. Fighting over the last item that's on sale.
I'm not even going then.
That's a saying in the South. I ain't going to do it.
To quote former President Bush, not going to do it.
Yeah.
So
be prudent.
Well, keeping real quick with the Christmas story or theme we got going on here, the National Retail Federation, they seem to think that consumers will spend an average of $1,047.83 this Christmas season, which is up 4%. That may explain a CNN story today that says Americans now have a record $14 trillion in debt. In other words, we're spending more, and we're spending more on Christmas, and we're adding
to
our personal debt. Right.
We're putting it on the credit card.
Right.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to buy me something, though, I am a size new house. So please contribute to my...
I like that. It's good.
If someone buys you a new home, please let me know. I would like to talk to that person.
I'll hug him. I'll be too busy hugging him, crying.
You want a new house for Christmas?
Yes, I am.
It's a big ask.
Yeah. It's a thought.
I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray fervently. I'm going to pray fervently, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Enough about me, though.
Keep us posted.
Okay, I will. I'll interrupt Monday's newscast update on it. All right. Speaking of updates, Steve Jordahl had a good story several days ago. There was a county commission in Florida, Citrus County. They decided to get rid of their New York Times subscription. They've apparently had the New York Times at all four public libraries in Citrus County, and they also had a digital subscription. They were paying out the wazoo for this.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a commissioner named Ron Kitchens that was quoted as saying, "Do we really need to subscribe to the New York Times? I'm going to be voting no on this. Fake news. I agree with President Trump." Okay, Steve Jordahl had that story. You can still read it at onenewsnow.com. I bring this in today because another USA Today story. The Citrus County Chronicle reports that people are canceling their trips to Citrus County now. They're boycotting this county because they got rid of their subscription to the New York Times. And supposedly, The repercussions are being felt as far away as London. I find this just to be one of the silliest things probably I've ever said on this program in the nine and a half years.
I don't know about that.
Let's go to the tape.
Okay. By the way, these shoes you're wearing today.
Yeah, I got some maroon shoes on.
I know, but they look like a hybrid between tennis shoes and house shoes. I didn't know.
Well, I got them. I don't want to say where I got them for, but I got a great deal. $7.
$7.
They're very comfortable.
Hey, you keep buying shoes for $7. You should be able to buy your own house.
If you need a visual, if you need a visual of this for our listeners only listening on the radio, they're basically similar to what Gilligan might have worn on the island.
Duly noted.
Yes.
Nice, nice.
I'm radio with pictures. I learned that from Steve. He's very good on the
you're listening,
imagination.
Stuff. Listening to today's issues on American Family Radio. On a more serious note, I was watching the Fox News feed. They evidently been a high school shooting in California.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody confirmed dead?
Well, reports vary on. I haven't seen or heard about anybody dead. I've seen varying reports on the number of people injured. At the top of the hour in our newscast, I mentioned that we had at least 7 victims. That was according to NBC Los Angeles. Since that point, there have been conflicting reports. I've seen anywhere from 3 shot to 5 to 6 to 7. So stay with us here. Meanwhile, they are or have been looking for the shooter. Police said an individual left the school property there in Santa Clarita, California, wearing a black, had a black cap on, things like that. It might have been held up in a home. So it's definitely a developing situation and another sad situation
Chris,
for us to have
where
to cover.
Can people go to keep up with these kinds of news stories?
Thank you for asking that. You can go to onenewsnow.com, which is the print version of American Family News, and Chad Groening will be updating listeners on the radio side of things coming up at the top of the hour.
You're listening to today's issues on AFR, and if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Next story, Chris.
Okay, there is a story out of the Christian Post. An organization called Save the Storks did a survey, and I was surprised by this. They found that less than half of U.S. evangelicals identify now as pro-life.
I don't believe that.
Why
is that? Who's saying this?
Save the Storks did a survey, and they found that only a quarter of evangelicals in the U.S. believe abortion should be illegal in all cases. A majority of self-identified Christians in the U.S. identify as quote-unquote pro-choice, and less than half identify as pro-life.
Well, I don't believe that because I believe the vast majority of Christians who are evangelicals, by that I mean conservative, are pro-life. I mean, they are, survey after survey, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what exactly that is, who they're talking to there.
Yeah, sometimes when you're polling, it's hard to get a good grasp on polling actual evangelicals, biblical, Bible-believing evangelicals who practice and carry out their faith, because there could be many people who call themselves Christians and evangelicals.
George Barna does a great job of that, because George Barna, when he does his surveying, he drills down and asks you more questions than just, are you a Christian?
Yeah.
I think Walker put his finger on it right there. If you put the qualifiers on it, biblical, Christ-centered, somebody who actually lives out their faith, there's no question there's going to be not just a majority, but an overwhelming majority of people who fit that category. On this survey, it's a lot broader. You get people who they're not Catholic. They go to church. They go to church occasionally. And maybe that accounts, Chris, for the poll results, because it seems really low to me to say, a low number to say, what, 1 in 4 evangelicals, that's all that call themselves pro-life, seems like an outlier to me compared with other polls.
Right.
I agree.
I'll send Brent the link so you guys can post this. Oh, thank you. He's got it. That's why he's producer Brent. There's no I in Brent.
Okay, what else you got, Chris?
Well, just to bring people up to speed, we've talked a lot about Supreme Court openings potentially in the future, the importance of voting because it's not just a president, you're electing Supreme Court justices, things like that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg, has been there for a long time now. She missed some Supreme Court arguments due to what's been described as a stomach bug, but she's in her 80s. She's battled cancer at various points in her life and other illnesses. Certainly no one on the Supreme Court is guaranteed tomorrow, and frankly none of us are. But the average age of a Supreme Court justice now is like very late 40s, early 50s, and that's only because of the entrance or entry of Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. You know, a lot of these people are getting to the point where you're going to have some health issues. So, you know, just be advised that Justice Ginsburg has not been feeling well. And I believe even Clarence Thomas missed some arguments or has missed some arguments in the not-too-distant past due to illnesses. But, again, they've been there since
the 90s. Whoever the next president is going to – they're going to have probably at least two appointments.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Huh?
Maybe three.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is holding on.
How old is she?
86, it says.
86, okay. Yeah.
You know, anybody in that situation would resign and say, you know, I'm 86. I've had a good run, and my health is failing, and the court needs somebody to be able to do the job. And but she sees, you know, I don't know. I can't read her mind, but I'm just guessing she's hoping that a Democrat wins the next election and she can be replaced with a liberal. All yep. right. Which is not, I mean, a conservative would probably do the same thing.
I heard the yeah. same thing about Kennedy, that he was waiting until a Republican got in. The reason he retired yeah. when he did is because you had a yeah. Republican.
But when you're 86 and your health is right. failing, that's different than being 66 and your health is failing. You know what
when
I'm saying?
When I'm 86, I want to be home and, like, enjoying my last years, you know,
right.
Reading a book and, you know.
Have grandkids and great grandkids around.
Unless, yeah. of course, you need me here to update the newscast.
Okay. I
got to pay for these shoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
We got 1 minute left,
well,
Chris.
One person that probably at the end of the day would like to be the next president and make decisions on Supreme Court justices and other things is a former First Lady and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. You know, she said this week that supposedly many, many, many people are urging me to run and things like that. As if there aren't already umpteen people running for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. But CNN, of all news outlets, and granted, this is an op-ed from Never Trumper S.C. Cup, but Ms. Cup or Mrs. Cup says, Hillary Clinton, get real. She uses words like good grief. You don't need to run. Your time has passed. And she goes on to say that, referring to the diverse list of candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination, Cup says, if voters can't find something like this from the field, it likely doesn't exist. So it doesn't look like Hillary has any support from S.E. Cup there at CNN. But I bring this up because how often do you see the words Hillary Clinton get real on CNN.com? when things like that happen, you bring it in here and talk about it. But
it's
yeah,
news.
I'm not sure that it's accurate to say for her to say that many people are coming to me wanting me to get in. I mean, I don't know yeah. any Democrats, at least publicly, that have said right, they wish right. Hillary Clinton was in.
I'm just like, define many. You know, four?
Yeah.
That could be your family, for all we know.
Well, we'll see what happens there. I doubt she'll get in. But if you never know if none of the other candidates have any chance at all of beating President Trump, they may draft her at
yeah.
the convention.
At some point, right.
And say, well, it's better than no shot at all.
She's but, waiting by the phone. She's going to let it ring once, and then she's going to pick it up.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
But also I think there's, even in the Democrat Party, there's Clinton fatigue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We shall see you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, so we'll have trivia, and we'll have some fun. We'll see you back here then. Take care, everybody.